With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. America's newest Olympic heroes were the toast of the nation's capital last night.
The gold medal-winning U.S. men's Olympic hockey team has visited President Donald Trump at the White House and later received about a two-minute bipartisan standing ovation during his State of the Union address. Trump also announced that the women's hockey team, which also defeated Canada to win gold, will visit the White House. The women's team had declined an invitation to attend the State of the Union due to the timing of the address. Trump also said goalie Connor Hellebuck will receive the presidential Medal of Freedom, the nation's highest civilian honor. I'm Geffen Coolbaugh.
Winter is keeping its frigid grip across parts of the Northeast as light snow moved across the area where cities were just trying to dig out from the storm over the weekend. Here's National Weather Service forecaster Bob Orovac.
With about 1 to 1.5 inches of snow across southern New York, into New York City area, western Long Island, northern New Jersey. Some areas, you know, a little bit less than an inch, some areas a little bit more than an inch. So it wasn't a major accumulation, but again, you know, just some additional insult to injury after the big snowstorm the other day.
Today's show host Savannah Guthrie says her family is now offering a $1 million reward for information leading to the return of her mother.
There is a new plea from Nancy Guthrie's family more than 3 weeks after she was reported missing from her home in Arizona. In an Instagram post, Today's show co-host Savannah Guthrie says the family hopes her mother will be found alive, but they also realize she may already be gone.
We need to know where she is.
Police believe Nancy Guthrie was kidnapped.
Someone out there knows something that can bring her home.
And that report from correspondent Ed Donahue on Wall Street right now. The Dow is up 191 points. This is SRN News. Vanderbilt University Medical Center gets out of the transgender business. Here's correspondent Michael Harrington.
The hospital is just the latest to stop providing sex change operations for fear of being cut off from federal funding by President Trump. But Vanderbilt is a notable case because it was there in 2022 that one of its executives was caught on video defending sex change operations because, quote, these surgeries make a lot of money. The president has vowed not to let any taxpayer dollars be spent on medical procedures designed to help persons live as the opposite sex. Michael Harrington reporting.
During his State of the Union address last night, President Trump said there's been a surge in religion during his administration.
We love religion. And we love bringing it back, and it's coming back at levels that nobody actually thought possible. It's really a beautiful thing to see.
The president attributed a revival in part to deceased Turning Point USA founder Charlie Kirk. This is SRN News. Here's Rich Thomason now with a midday Wall Street Business Report.
Wall Street edged higher in today's early going as markets turned their attention away from President Trump's State of the Union speech and toward the pending earnings report from AI chipmaker NVIDIA. Shares of First Solar slumped 16.5% after it fell short of fourth quarter profit expectations and issued tepid sales guidance for 2026. Cava jumped 11% pre-market after the fast, casual Mediterranean restaurant chain beat Wall Street sales and profit targets and issued a strong forecast for the current year. The American consumer's confidence in the economy has improved slightly this month after cratering in January. The Conference Board says its consumer confidence index rose to 91.2 in February from an upwardly revised reading of 89 last month. I'm Rich Thomason.
More on these stories at srnnews.com.